This is North Shore High School basketball on msonewsports.com. Tonight, two 4-2 teams that are off to good starts in the Northeastern Conference are meeting tonight in Danvers. It is Beverly at Danvers this evening here on msonewsports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. We're courtside here tonight for this matchup between Beverly High School and Danvers. Beverly High School has won three straight games. They're at 4-2, as I mentioned. Their last three wins coming against Peabody, Masconomet, and Madison Park. Led by the scoring of Sam Trakoff and Kyle Coughlin, their two losses are to both Lynn teams, Lynn English and Lynn Classical. Meanwhile, for Danvers, they have the two losses, not to dwell on the negative, but those two losses were by a combined 3 points. 2 points to Lynn English and then 1 point in a last-second buzzer beater by Malden Catholic. So Danvers comes in here 4-2, and of course they had that miracle 27-0 state championship year 1 year ago. So it is Danvers and Beverly tonight here on MSONewsSports.com. And when we come back, we're going to check in with the coaches, John Walsh from Danvers High School and Scott Lewis from Beverly High School. So stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com, your home for North Shore news and sports, including North Shore Today, daily news, talk, and conversation here on the website.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Welcome back to MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Scott Lewis, the boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. And Scott, you and Danvers coming in here tonight at identical 4-2 records. And how are you looking at tonight's game?
Well, I think it's whenever you play Danvers, obviously, with their history, it's a big game for us. And, you know, I told the kids, it's, you know, no matter which way it goes, it's game seven, so we're going to try not to get too high or too low because there's a long way to go. But I think at this point of the season, it's a good test for us to see where we stand. They're very good. And so, you know, if we hold our own, then, you know, we can build off of that. And if not, then, you know, we know we have a lot of work to do.
Well, I think the good news is that a lot of those players from last year aren't here, but I guess the bad news is it's still Danvers, and they've got, you know, that this program has just been resurrected here under Coach Walsh.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they just do a great job here, and this team is very good as well. They've got, most of their guards are back, and they've been shooting the ball fantastic. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us.
Well, you guys have been off to a great start this year as well, Coach, and I guess maybe some assessment as to where you guys are at and maybe in some areas where you'd like to still see some improvement.
Yeah, no, I think we've been doing a much better job this year on the defensive end. You know, we've really made that sort of our point of emphasis since the first day of practice this year, because I thought we struggled with that last year. And we've done a great job with that. I'd like to see us cut down on the turnovers a little bit careless with the ball at times, and just make a little bit better decisions out there. But I think that'll come as we go.
Yeah. The other piece here is, as far as players, have players kind of shaken out differently than you might have expected, kind of individually at all? Any interesting stories there?
Well, no, I think we've kind of, got what we were looking for. We've got most of our guys back from last year. So Sam has been, he was our leading scorer last year. He's our leading scorer this year. Kyle's our point guard, and he was the point guard last year. Gavin and Garrity have done a nice job up front for us, and we were expecting that. I think Luigi Durain, as a sophomore, has come in and done a nice job for us. Ryan Anderson. And then, the huge bonus for us was getting Hugh Callis over, moving to Beverly. He's been a nice spark for us off the bench.
All right, Scott, let's have you, if you can run through your starting lineup for us, and just tell us a little bit about some of those starters in tonight's game.
Sure, we're starting Kyle Coughlin at the point guard tonight. He runs the floor for us. He's our floor general. Then we've got Sam Trakoff playing the two guard. John Loretti starts at the three. He's kind of our defensive specialist, and he can knock down the three as well. And then Pat Gavin and Ryan Garrity will start up front for us.
Let me do a follow-up question on John Loretti. Tell me a little bit more about him. Describe him as a player to us, because the last game we did, I mean, I'm not saying he was the star of the game, but he was somebody that just kind of stood out at different moments of the game.
Yeah, I think John doesn't try to do too much. He does exactly what we ask him to do, and that ends up being a bonus for him, because he doesn't think, he's just doing what we tell him to do. So, he'll guard the other team's best player. He'll take charges for us. He does all the little things that makes a coach happy that a lot of people wouldn't notice.
Gotcha. All right, Scott, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Scott Lewis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We are back with John Walsh, head basketball coach at Danvers High School. Tonight it's Beverly, their opponent at Danvers here this evening. And John, just some assessment. You guys are at 4-2. Last year, no losses. This year, you got two, but clearly a completely different team this year.
Yeah, this year is a much, much different team. And last year, You know, we lost three kids. They were very good basketball players, but more importantly, they were just absolute ultimate leaders on the floor for us. And this year, we're struggling to find our leadership. Once we do, I think we'll be okay. But right now, that's what we're striving to find. So that's the biggest difference. Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you about this story. Matt Jenkins had a story in today's Salem News. I don't know if you saw it on Nick Bates.
Okay.
And how he's grown. Yep. And been working out and playing, you know, at the college level. Yep. And maybe just some thoughts on what you've seen from Nick so far.
He's just I've seen a couple. We follow all our kids. Everyone. Yeah. He's doing really well. At one point, I think he still is. He was averaging a double-double. And it's just he's a great kid. You know, his father coached with us for a while. He's a great guy. Yeah. And it's great to follow him because he is. He's one of the kids, like when we talk about leadership, you told him to do something, he'd run through a wall for you. I mean, he was great, you know. It would be nice to have him now, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I knew his dad, too. Yeah, you're right. Those were some great players on that team. Well, this Beverly team, what kind? You're both 4-2 coming into this mm-hmm. thing, so there's some parity on that level.
Yep.
What are you expecting here tonight?
Well, again, they're a lot bigger than us, so that's going to make it tough. You know, they got a great shooter in Sam Trakoff and their point guard Coughlin I like a lot. They're great kids. I've got to know a few of them over the summer doing various basketball, you know, clinics and camps. Their coach, tremendous coach. I'm you know, pretty friendly with him. So it's going to be a very tough. It's going to be a very difficult game. I mean, it really is.
What has come together for you guys? And I kind of asked this question before, but what has and what hasn't come together for you guys, or what you're hoping for?
Well. What hasn't is the just keep going back to the leadership. That's the main thing right now. They're playing hard. You can't fault that. Our size does hurt us. You know, we don't have a lot of depth either, so we get in foul trouble like the Lynn English game.
Oh yeah.
You can't. People want to say you look for depth on the bench. It's just not there. So you can't take chances because you can lose a game. You know, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, just as easily as you can lose it at the end. So it makes it difficult. You know.
Hey, just pulling out around the league and some of the other teams within the Northeastern Conference, I have not seen Salem. Clearly at 6-0, they're, I guess, the team to beat. But
yep.
but on the other hand, I saw Lynn English play you guys, mm-hmm. and I think I saw him one other time. And they have a couple of kids that are a little raw, but they're a pretty tough team.
Yeah, no, they're very talented. They got the athletes. They got good. Anthony Silf is one of the best players, you know, around. Going around the league, I feel as though this year the league has a lot of parity. It's down a little bit talent-wise. Like, it's not as good as it was, like, say, last year or the year before that, even the year before that. But the top-tier teams are somewhat down. But this year the parity is just great. You know, obviously Salem is head and shoulders above everybody. But besides that, I think it's kind of a level playing field.
Yeah. All right. If you could run through your starting lineup or possible starting lineup tonight.
Yep, absolutely. Rashad Francois is a senior guard for us, averaging right around 14 points a game. Kenneth Crittenden plays a lot of the point. He's averaging about 9. Mike Nestor starts for us. What he does sometimes doesn't show up on the stat sheet. You know, he'll grab loose ball, stuff like that, defend the other team's better player. Devin Allen's averaging about 18 points a game, shooting the ball really well. And Kieran Moriarty is our he's playing center slash forward for us, and he's playing really hard as well.
Gotcha. All right, John, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. John Walsh, head basketball coach at Danvers High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Welcome back to Danvers High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. We're getting ready for the tip-off of tonight's game, so hang in there with us. The tip-off right after this.
Thank you. team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Welcome back to Danvers High School. I'm Bill Newell. Starting lineups for Beverly High School: Kyle Coughlin, guard, senior; John Loretti, forward, senior; Sam Trakoff, guard, senior; Patrick Gavin, 6'2", junior, forward; and Ryan Garrity, 6'3", forward, and he is a senior. For Danvers High School, Rashad Francois, guard, senior; Trey Crittenden is a senior guard; Mike Nestor, senior forward, co-captain along with Francois; and Devon Allen, a junior guard; and then Kiernan Moriarty, junior forward, 6'1". So Moriarty is probably the tallest player on this year's edition of the Danvers Falcons. So they're a much smaller team than they were before, while Beverly comes in with a couple of maybe a 6'2", 6'3", Gavin and Garrity to lead the way size-wise in today's game. So not a big game, a lot of big bodies here tonight in this matchup between Beverly and Danvers. Both teams entering 4-2. Scott Lewis, head basketball coach at Beverly High School, and John Walls from Danvers High School. On the jump, it's slammed out of bounds, and it will be a Beverly basketball. Tap one by, looked like swatted by Danvers, but out of bounds in the backcourt. So Beverly starts with the basketball. With it, Trakoff on the dribble up top, guarded man-to-man, pull-up jumper right of the free throw line, right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Francois of Danvers. Just underway here, no score. Danvers and Beverly here at Danvers High School. Little mix-up on the passes. Loose ball stolen by Loretti. He's going to the basket, lays it up, doesn't get it. Good defense right at the end by Devon Allen of Danvers High School, breaking up that layup opportunity for Beverly. So we remain scoreless here, first quarter. Danvers basketball, Allen with it outside, kicks it out left baseline for a pull-up jump shot is good. Dropped in there by Moriarty. So Moriarty with 2 points. Got some Danvers fans right beside us here, so a great festive here atmosphere here at Danvers High School tonight on a Tuesday night. Beverly basketball, Kyle Coughlin with the dribble outside, kicks it down right block. They push it in down low, does Gavin, and the opportunity doesn't go as he forces it up from the right side. Rebound, Danvers up court. Off on the right side for Allen. Allen on the dribble outside, lost it. Ball almost tied up, now stripped away by Beverly High School. They kick it off on the right side, out for Garrity outside with Gavin and Garrity, and up top Coughlin. Here's Coughlin to the foul line, took a bump. First foul of the night. And that is on Crittenden of Danvers High School. First foul there. A little obstructed on the scoreboard here, but we're okay. I'd like to thank our two athletic directors, Andy St. Pierre, who we'll hear from A.D. St. Pierre at the half here of our broadcast tonight, and also James Coffey from Beverly High School helping us out to get this broadcast on the air here tonight here from Danvers High School. Beverly basketball, they kick it down right block. Jump shot put up there by Garrity, doesn't go. Rebound comes out in the corner, and Francois has it. Drops it off for Crittenden.
And Trey Crittenden brings it up court, right side. Kicks it on a bounce pass off for Moriarty. Back up top for Nestor. Nestor off on the left, Francois. It's a three out on the left wing. Doesn't go. Rebound goes over the end line. Out of bounds off Danvers Beverly basketball. 2-0 our score. Danvers leading on a bucket by Moriarty. 5:53 to go first quarter. Beverly basketball up court quickly. Come the Panthers. Loretti drives, gives it off for Garrett, and he is fouled while shooting. A foul is on Francois. That's his first foul. Going to the free throw line for Beverly is Ryan Garrity. Garrity for two shots now, hoping to tie the game up with these two free throws. Danvers leading 2-0 here, first quarter. First one's in the air. It's good. 2-1 our score. Beverly trailing. Garrity will go for the second free throw. Basket near end here for us. If you come into the Danvers Fieldhouse, we're at the far end of the court on the end line. This one's in the air. That's good. So two free throws by Garrity. Nice right-hand fingertip toss by Garrity. And the game is tied at 2 with 5:40 to go first quarter. Danvers fumbles the ball around up at the point, but we got a reach-in foul, it looks like, on Beverly. Looked like a pass wasn't going to connect. And this foul is on Loretti. First foul on Beverly. And it'll be a Danvers basketball on the end line. Allen will inbound two hands right of the right parallel. Kicks it off to Francois, left side. He comes in, tries a little hook shot, and he's got it. Francois using his body well, coming left to right, and then kind of putting the right arm out and then kind of flipping it, kind of as an old-fashioned hook shot almost, but not quite straight over his body. Beverly back on the attack, trailing two. Here's a three by Loretti on the left wing. No. Rebound Danvers, Francois. Off it goes for Crittenden, and a traveling violation against Danvers. 3 minutes gone by here in this first quarter. 4-2, Danvers is leading over Beverly. Here on MSONewsSports.com. Got a lot of sports coverage for you coming up this winter. Beverly threads a pass down low. They have to kick it back out, though. And now a long three by Coughlin doesn't go. It's an air ball. Francois back for Danvers. Quickly to the basket. Shot forced it up from the left side. No good. Offensive board by Allen. No. Francois gets the rebound. Up again. No. Rebound batted outside by the Falcons. They get another opportunity here. Reset the shot clock. Francois down the lane. Lays it in. Check that. That's Crittenden. My mistake. Trey Crittenden with the 2 points. And Danvers is up 6-2. Coughlin with the basketball. Man-to-man defense here. Exchanging out with Trakoff outside. Off for Loretti to Trakoff on the left. Trying to work it down low. A little size advantage for Beverly. Coming to the basket. It is Gavin, and he puts it in. Coming in from the left baseline. Nice strong effort by Gavin. He was double teamed as he went in. But again, he has that little size advantage. Moved well to the basket and then elevated himself. Danvers back working it right block. They kick it back outside. Leading 6-4, the Falcons are. With it, Crittenden. Crittenden, left side, comes in left baseline near the lane. Now pulls it back out on the dribble, out on the wing. A three from there, an air ball, it's short. And saved on the end line. Danvers saves it. Now I say they didn't save it. Out of bounds, apparently. So it'll be a Beverly basketball. They're down two here with 3:42 to go first quarter. Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. You can always email us. We'd love to hear from you at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Bump foul outside. Francois will get charged with the foul. It'll be on the floor. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Right sidelines out near midcourt in forecourt. Substitution, Taj Coakley coming in for Danvers High School. Taj coming in and Francois going out for the Falcons. Beverly basketball, they've got the black uniforms with the orange trim, the gray numerals, orange sneakers. Danvers, the home whites, the blue trim here at Danvers High School. And they got new banners here at Danvers. They just put them up today. And shot is blocked a little bit. Danvers gets the ball back. Allen, a right wing three, doesn't go. Rebound, Gavin of Beverly. Kicks it out for Coughlin. Coughlin quickly up court. Back to Garrity, and he loses control of the ball. It's a turnover and a Danvers ball. Falcons are leading by two, 6-4 here, 3:11 to play in the first quarter. Let's see, 2 points has been the biggest lead here for Danvers tonight. It is Crittenden out on the right side, working with Nestor back up top on the dribble to Crittenden. Out for Nestor, a three doesn't go, rebounding foul underneath. It's going to stay a Danvers ball, and it is Loretti charged with a foul. That's his second foul. With 2:51 to go, first quarter, 6-4 the score. Danvers leads. They've got the ball. Allen, two hands on the inbounds on the end line. Flips it out to Francois on the right. Comes dribbling left, top of the circle. Guarded by Coughlin outside. Exchanging there with Allen. Allen to the circle, to the foul line. To the right, a fadeaway pull jumper is good. Off balance, he lands on his tailgate. Devon Allen with the 2 points there. And it's an 8-4 Danvers lead. 4-point lead for the Falcons. 2:27 to go, first quarter. Beverly basketball. Beverly working it to the near end here, our end, which is the far end of the court as you enter here at the Fieldhouse. Good pressure by Danvers. A turnover. Nestor with the steal down to Allen, and he blows the layup. A little pressure on him, but still it didn't go in. Normally that's something that he would put away, I think. 8-4, still Danvers. Beverly basketball. Trakoff with it. Has it stolen away. Coakley. And now Beverly takes it back. Pull up. This is Durain, rather, with it. And we've got off-matching fouls here. So fouls on Coakley and also on Gavin. Gavin of Beverly, Coakley of Danvers. So two fouls here. And here comes Hugh Callis in for Beverly. And coming out of the game, it is Gavin. Callis, the football player. Great football, outstanding football player. Actually transferred into Beverly from Lynn English High School over the offseason. And violation. Beverly takes too long to inbound the ball. So now it's a Danvers ball underneath the Beverly basket. Danvers with the length of the court to go. Leading here by the 8-4 score. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Danvers off down court. Layup attempt by Nestor doesn't go. He was on a runner from the right side. Rebound Beverly. Up court. A drive and a push to the basket, forcing it up there for Beverly High School is Luigi Durain, the sophomore guard. A little bit out of control, but he draws the foul. Draws the foul on Moriarty. That's the first foul on Moriarty, fifth on the team. So Durain at the line hits the first free throw. Again, fouled in the act of shooting. Beverly has three of their 5 points from the foul line. They're perfect from the free throw line. Durain's second one in the air. It's good. 4-for-4 are the Panthers from the free throw line here tonight. 1:38 to go. A 2-point game once again. 8-6. Beverly putting some pressure on the ball in backcourt. Nestor takes a pass down left corner for Danvers High School. Off for Allen outside. Dribbles to the foul line. Still working man-to-man on Coughlin. Coughlin defending. Coming back out to him out on to the center circle. Here is the drive to the basket by Allen. Knocked away from him. And now an offensive foul on Beverly. Out at midcourt. Coach Lewis not too thrilled with that call. That foul is on Durain. So Durain with his first foul. Four team fouls on Beverly. It'll be a Danvers ball at midcourt. Right on the side of where the benches are here at Danvers. He throws it into backcourt to Crittenden. Trey Crittenden up to midcourt. He's guarded by Coughlin at the point here. Crittenden with a left-hand dribble. Kicks it off on the left for Nestor. Way outside on the left wing. Back up top for Allen. On the right to Francois. He'll come driving to the basket. It's on the glass and it doesn't go, but there's a foul. He drew a foul. Again, using that extension with that arm, trying to flip it on it from the left side.
And that foul is on Garrity of Beverly. That's his first foul. Again, Garrity probably, probably the biggest player out on the court tonight, 6'3". Gavin at 6'2", his teammate for Beverly. Free throw by Crittenden doesn't go. Fouled in the act of shooting. He'll have another 8-6 to score here. Danvers trying to up the lead to 3 here with just under a minute to go first quarter. And we're in Danvers tonight. Beverly and Danvers, boys basketball. Left-hand toss is good. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 9-6 our score. 3-point Danvers lead. Beverly basketball. Coughlin outside left wing. From the foul line, a jump shot there by Garrity doesn't go. Rebound Danvers. Crittenden flying up court left side. Cross dribble. Guarded by Coughlin. Comes back up top. Man defense here by Beverly High School. They exchange outside. Nestor with it. Back off on the right side for Allen. Coming in right baseline. Off the glass. That doesn't go. Garrity the rebound for Beverly. Kicks it out to Coughlin. Here he comes from right to left to the middle. Pull up three there. Doesn't go off the fingertips of Durain. Rebound Danvers. Allen with it. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Danvers up court. Left side. Crittenden on the dribble up top. Guarded by Coughlin. Now 9 seconds. Still way outside Crittenden, guarded by Coughlin, looking for a pick. Kicks it off for Allen. 2 seconds, pull-up jumper, shot blocked. And Beverly holds the ball as the quarter ends. We'll stop here at the end of one quarter. 9-6, Beverly trailing to Danvers here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Welcome back to Danvers. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com, your home for North Shore news and sports. Danvers basketball to start the second quarter. Falcons lead 3 here in Danvers tonight. Mentioned that the field house here with a new look on the walls, all new banners here. Ball tipped away, but Allen gets it back for Danvers. Comes in left baseline. Strong move to the basket. It's on the rim. Falls off to the left side. Rebound stripped away. Nestor has it for Danvers. An offensive board. Working it around the perimeter. Up for Moriarty. We have a foul. Or a kick, rather. No foul. Just a turnover, and it'll be a Beverly basketball. Trailing 3 are the Panthers here as we just start the second quarter. Beverly and Danvers here tonight from Danvers. Beverly basketball. Gavin with it outside to Callis. Top of the circle off for Coughlin. Now way outside to Gavin in the paint outside. Jump shot is good. Gavin with the 2. That's his second basket of the night. Brings Beverly to within 1. Nestor in backcourt on the right side. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. But Danvers works it over midcourt. Allen with it outside on the right side. Slides by a defender. Goes into the paint off balance. Traveling. Good call by the official. There's a little contact there. But he looked to be a little bit out of control. And tried to do a pivot spin move. But it did look like he made that extra step. Would have been a tough foul call either way. So just about a minute gone by here in the third quarter. A 1-point game. 9-8. Danvers lead. But Beverly has the basketball. Coughlin with it outside, going on Francois, out way outside. Into the game for Beverly is Ryan Anderson. Callis down low left side, kicks it back out to Anderson. Allison working it there against Coakley. Beverly's Trakoff, pull-up jumper on the right side is good. And Beverly takes the lead here on a Sam Trakoff jump shot out on the right wing.
points at 10-9. Now Danvers works underneath. Shot is blocked. Second effort. Foul. Going to the free throw line for Danvers High School will be Moriarty. Kieran Moriarty. Two-shot foul. Foul is on Gavin. That's his second foul here. We're early in the second quarter. 6:28 to play to half. At the free throw line is Moriarty for Danvers High School. Falcons trailing here 10-9. I think this is the first lead in the game for Beverly here tonight. Free throw is good. He'll have another. Moriarty now with 3 points in the game. Into the game for Beverly is Ryan Garrity. Back in. Starter. Kieran Moriarty. Free throw to the far end of the court, or the entrance end of the court. Second one is also good. So he goes 2 for 2 for the line. Danvers back up on top by the bucket. Oh, by the point, rather. I'm sorry. 11-10 our score. Coughlin of Beverly to midcourt to the foul line. A runner underneath. He passes it off to Callis. Shot doesn't go. He gets the offensive board. And now he is hacked. Well, they're really going after Callis. He's got to play tough down there, and he is. Foul underneath. Danvers on the floor. See who that foul is on. And posted here. Yeah, here it is. It's on Crittenden. That's his second. 6:16 to go till the half. Beverly basketball underneath their own basket. They kick it way out top for Trakoff. Trakoff top of the circle. Pull up jumper right wing. He doesn't go. Callis, the offensive board, kicks it off on the left side for Anderson. No. Rebound to the floor, and Danvers has it. Up court. Crittenden. Off on the right. Nestor coming to the basket strong. Forces it up there and in. Mike Nestor. Good, strong move by Mike Nestor. Angling it off and coming in, slanting in at a 45-degree angle. Falcons back up on top now by three. 13-10 our score. Nobody's had much of a lead, big lead here in tonight's game. I think 3-4 points, biggest lead here of the game here tonight. Beverly working it outside. Anderson with it, being guarded tightly there by the Falcons. Coakley out to Trakoff, left side. Fade away from the left corner. Got it. It's a two. A long two for Trakoff. His second basket of the night. 1 point game, 13-12 our score. Danvers leading. Danvers right block with it. Taj Coakley kicks it down left baseline. Back up top. Nestor straight on three. No. Off the rim to the right side. Rebound. Callis of Beverly. Quickly up court. Anderson. Strong move to the basket. Got an offensive foul here. Ryan Anderson. Little doubt on that call. Well, that was a textbook offensive foul. Anderson angling in from the right side, just going strongly to the basket. Commits the offensive foul. Danvers Nestor back. He pulls up left side. He's got the 2 points. About a little six-foot jumper by Nestor on the left wing. Danvers is up on top by three now, 15-12. A little fan club does Michael Nestor to the right side of us. 4:40 to go till the half. Defensive foul on Danvers. Foul is on Coakley. That's his second foul. And we're in the penalty here. So it's a one-and-one situation for Beverly's Ryan Anderson at the free throw line. 1-1 for Anderson of Beverly High School. He's a senior guard. First one is no good. Does not get the bonus. Rebound snapped down there by Devon Allen, captain and junior for Danvers High School. Gets an exchange pass up at the top of the circle. Back off for Nestor. Goes to the basket. Lays it in. Well, he faked a little fake pass into the middle. Hung onto the ball and laid it in almost untouched to the right side. Angling in. And it's 17-12. Danvers up on top here. They've got a 5-point lead here. That'll be their biggest lead of the night. We'll step aside here. We're back with more high school basketball just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, Stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Here in Danvers, the score, Danvers 17 and Beverly 12. 17-12, Beverly had a 10-9 lead at one point, and then things changed. Other games tonight on the North Shore, boys basketball, Gloucester at Salem, Salem 6-0 on the year. Marblehead at Swampscott, Revere at Peabody, Classical at English, Winthrop playing at Saugus. Hamilton-Wenham at Manchester-Essex. Hamilton-Wenham off to a 4-2 start. They were state title winners a year ago, just like Danvers. Anderson takes a pass, goes up strong. Mystic goes up again, no. And the rebound is Allen of Danvers. Danvers leads 5, and they throw it away. Trakoff ends up with the ball as it rattled around against with a couple of defenders in the paint. Trakoff up court, sends a pass off on the right, back up top to Coughlin as Beverly tries to settle it down a little bit. Coughlin coming near side left here. Back up top, Trakoff, a 3 from straight on, no. Rebound, Allen of Danvers, slamming in off the from a guard spot to get the rebound. Here's a pull-up 3 for Danvers on the left wing. Crittenden doesn't get it. Beverly gets the rebound. 5-point Danvers lead. Beverly basketball, 3:39 to play, first half. Beverly's Coughlin outside on the wing, left side. Now comes to the basket. Lee puts it up. It's blocked. Goes to the end line. Knocked off a Danvers player out of bounds. Mike Nestor thinking of, did deflect off his teammate, but then hit off a Beverly player out of bounds. Having a very friendly conversation with the official. Very respectful. Official didn't see it his way. Beverly ball underneath their own basket on the end line to inbounds. It comes off for Trakoff in the paint. A fadeaway jumper. He doesn't get this one. Rebound crashed down there. Loretti had it, but it's stripped away from him by Coakley. Taj Coakley with the takeaway for Danvers. Up court, Allen. Off for Crittenden. Way outside, guarded by Coughlin. He's their point defender, is Coughlin, for Beverly High School. Here's Allen coming down the paint. Puts it on the rim. Doesn't go. And Loretti gets the rebound, but it's knocked off of him and out of bounds. It'll be a Danvers ball. 17-12 still. Danvers leading by the 5 points. 3 minutes and a second to play in the first half. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports for the very latest news and stuff throughout the week. Allen, deep three out on the left corner. Nails it for Danvers High School. It's our first three of the night here for either team. Comes with just under 3 minutes to play. First half, 8 minutes, 8-point lead now for Danvers. Beverly works it down low. There's a foul on Danvers. It's on Moriarty. That's his second foul. 2:39. Two-shot foul here, I believe. It is. At the free throw line for Beverly High School is Gavin. Patrick Gavin. Free throw is no good. Oh, I guess it was a 1-1. My mistake. Got a sub coming in here for Danvers. Coming back into the game for Danvers High School is Rashad Francois. Also coming into the game is Zach Turner for the Falcons. One of the players going out is Kieran Moriarty. It'll be a Beverly basketball on the sidelines. 20-12. Now a timeout is called. We mentioned these games. Other games happening tonight on the North Shore in boys basketball. Archbishop Williams at Bishop Fenwick. St. John's at BC High. Ipswich at Georgetown. And in the Northeastern Conference tonight, Winthrop at Saugus, Classical at English, Revere at Peabody, Marblehead at Swampscott, and Gloucester playing at Salem. That's a tough one for Gloucester tonight. Salem, as we were talking about with Coach John Walsh in our pregame show, off to that 6-0 start. And they seem to be about everybody's favorite this year in the Northeastern Conference. Not quite sure if that's fair to tag them with that right now, but they are off to a great start. And I think we do have a couple of Salem games coming up on our broadcast schedule in the next few weeks, so hang in there with us for that. We will be keeping you updated on our broadcast schedule. Do check back with the website daily here on MSONewsSports.com. We'll try to check some scores here as we get them here at the half. Coming up at the half here, by the way, we will be talking with Andy St. Pierre, the athletic director at Danvers High School here, as our halftime show here on MSONewsSports.com. A couple of notes here. Don't forget, North Shore Sports Night is Monday nights at 7. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And Josh Arnold returns after the holiday break with Trending Now, Friday morning at 10, right here on MSO News Sports. And you can always catch the show. It'll be posted in its entirety on demand shortly thereafter during the day on Friday. Beverly basketball, working it down low. Gavin goes up off the glass and in. Patrick Gavin with the 2 points. He's got six now on the night. Cuts the lead to six, 20-14 the score. Eight-point lead was the biggest lead for Danvers in the game. This is a turnover and a Beverly basketball. They'll start back in their own end. Have to bring it up court with 2 minutes, 9 seconds to play. Triton basketball leads Pawtucket tonight, 55-43, a minute 43 to play in there. St. John's Prep is up 41-35 in their game tonight. Peabody boys are up tonight, 21-6 in their contest. Check some other scores for you in just a moment. Here's Gavin, drive to the basket, deflected off a Danvers player and out of bounds. Peabody is up here tonight on Revere in that game. Beverly girls are trailing Danvers by a point, 18-17 in that contest. Some scores rattling in here. Here's a inbounds pass on the end line. It goes off for Garrity. Little pull-up jump shot doesn't go. Rebound Danvers pushing it quickly up court. Allen with it on the right side. Back to Nestor, straight on three on the rim, no. Rebound comes off to Trakoff of Beverly out at the foul line. He'll go strong to the basket. Runner, no, blocked. Good defensive effort there by the Falcons in the paint. Minute and a half to play here in the first half. Danvers basketball. Here's a runner and a basket by Francois. Coming in on the right wing. He's got 4 points now. It's up to 22-14. Another eight-point lead for Danvers here in the first half. Trakoff way outside left side. Dribbles to the middle between the two circles. Off for Coughlin left side, sidelines. Takes a step in on a dribble. Back off to Loretti. Top of the circle. Passes deflected. Comes to Coughlin. And we've got a carry. Turnover. It'll be a Danvers basketball. And they already have the 8-point lead. Going for their biggest lead of the night here with the basketball. Danvers ball. Nestor up top. 49 seconds to play in the half. 19 on the shot clock. They kind of take a little air out of the ball here. With it, Rashad Francois, runner down the paint, no good. Follow-up, Allen on the on the rim, no. Rebound a third time, and this is a charm for Francois. 2 points, 10-point lead for Danvers, their biggest lead of the night right here. Coughlin coming to the basket from the foul line left. Gives it off down in the paint underneath. Loretti, a shot, no. Battle for the rebound. Francois comes down with it. 18 seconds to play. 10-point Danvers lead. Up top, Crittenden. Slows it down, going for the final shot. There's like a split, like a tenth of a second difference on the shot clock and the game clock here. Outside, Crittenden, wrong threes, got it off the glass at the buzzer. Oh, man. And it's a 13-point lead for Danvers at the half, the biggest lead in the game here tonight for the Falcons, as Crittenden nails a three at the buzzer at the end of the first half. We'll step aside here. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. Just ahead, our athletic director Andy St. Pierre from Danvers High School joins us here on MSONewsSports.com. Again, our score at the half here, Danvers 27, Beverly 14.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, is with us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Andy, tell us some of the highlights of winter sports so far here at Danvers High.
Now, the winter sports season has been going really well. You know, we have a lot of new stuff going on. We're playing hockey over at Endicott College this year, both boys and girls. And, you know, it's a really beautiful arena, and the kids really like it over there. So that's very exciting for us. And here the basketball team's off to a great start. The boys have a couple tough losses, but they're playing really well. They're kind of finding their identity a little bit, but they're playing hard, and new leaders are stepping up. Girls team struggling a little bit, but they're young and they're fighting, and you know they're improving, which is important. Track teams are doing well. They're competing hard. We're hosting a lot of track meets this year at home, which is nice for the kids. Swimming's doing really well. A couple of big wins for them. They swim down at the YMCA in Danvers.
Girls hockey.
They had their first loss, unfortunately, last week, but they're a really strong team. They're one of the top teams in the state. So we're hopeful they're going to have a good run here this winter, later this winter.
Yeah, just following up on the girls hockey, because before we started the interview, we were talking about them. And You know, the teams play kind of different schedules than you might expect. In other words, you don't have a full Northeastern Conference schedule like boys hockey has or basketball has, but it's a combined team with Beverly. Like you said, they're pretty highly regarded this year.
Yeah, they're going to be battle-tested as well. Coach Seabury does a great job with them, and, you know, if you asked him, he schedules tough teams. He doesn't want a cupcake schedule. He wants these girls ready to play. So he's going out and he's finding teams from all over to play. You know, get the best competition. You got to beat the best to be the best. I think that's their mantra. And, you know, they're tough. A couple different schools are involved in the co-op, but they get along really well. And there's a lot of great camaraderie and team chemistry there. It's impressive.
Yeah. The thing back to the basketball team here, Andy, is that this is not the same team that Coach Walsh had the last couple of years. They're nowhere near as tall, but like you said, I'm sure they're going to be putting things together here.
But there's a mentality, there's a toughness, there's a defensive mindset that's present in all the coaches' teams, and they have that. You know, they may not have the size or the studs that we had in past years, but these guys work hard and they're grinders and they're going to be in every game. You know, they may lose a couple, they have lost a couple, but they're going to be there at the end and they'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Maybe the last question, looking forward to the spring. I know you named a new softball coach, right, a couple weeks ago, correct?
We did, yes. Colleen Newberry, she's on board, so we're very happy about her. She had tremendous track record at St. Mary's and Lynn, and we're very fortunate to have her. And, you know, a lot of the girls on our team know her just from working in the area and off-season training. She has a great rapport, great personality, and great way about her. The girls relate to her really well, and, you know, her track record, as I mentioned, speaks for itself at St. Mary's.
Andy, anything else to share with us about Danvers High Athletics?
No, this is it's a great time of year for us. If you look around, we got all new banners in here, and it's a good new look for us here, and it's exciting. And next Tuesday night, we're going to have a banner unveiling ceremony for last year's state championship team.
Oh, nice.
So we're really excited about that. The team's worked really hard, and they deserve some recognition for their accomplishments last year.
All right, Andy, good talking with you, and best of luck the rest of the winter and spring.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613. Stop in at 268 Rantoul Street or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Welcome back to Danvers. Ready for the second half. We're underway. Danvers basketball to start the half, and a scooping, running lay-in by Rashad Francois to start the second half. And it's a 29-14 lead here for Danvers. They just opened it up. They've scored 14. Check that. 16 out of the last 18 points. And now they've scored 9 straight points. They had a 7-point run to close out the first half. So a big end of the second quarter for the Falcons. Here's Trakoff back for Beverly, right base, leans in and gets it on the glass and puts it in, on the rim rather, for the 2 points. Trakoff now with 6 points for Beverly. Danvers right back on the attack. It's Francois with a shot in tight, doesn't go. Beverly rebound, long down court pass off on the right side for Loretti. Back up top, Trakoff tries to work it, forced a pass down low, intending it for Gavin, batted away by the Falcons, and here they come right back. Crittenden up top, guarded by Coughlin. Crittenden goes by him to the foul line, kicks it out deep left corner for Nestor. He'll come strong to the basket. Shot doesn't go, goes out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. Thank you. Beverly ball on the end line. They have the length of the court to go. Trailing here by the 29-16 score. Each team with a... Well, Danvers with a 3, Beverly with a 2 to start the second half here. A couple of minutes gone by, third quarter here on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell with you. Here's Loretti for a 3 outside. No, pretty much a straight-on 3, doesn't go. Rebound Falcons right underneath. Kick-out pass for Crittenden. Off for Francois, but goes baseline left to right, sends it out on the corner for a 2-point jump shot by Moriarty. A deep 2 for Moriarty out in the right corner. 31-16. Falcons up on top. Coughlin outside. Coughlin on the road here with his Beverly Panthers with the away black uniforms, orange sneakers, orange trim, gray numerals. Trying to work it to the basket to the far end or the entrance end here at the Fieldhouse. Ball swatted out of bounds over the end line. Off Danvers, Beverly ball. Remaining Beverly ball with 5:18 to play. Sub here. Loretti going out. Not sure who came in. It might have been more Garrity who came back in. Here's a shot and a foul outside. Foul on Danvers. That'll be the first foul on Devon Allen. Shooting foul. Trakoff of Beverly going to the free throw line. 31-16. Danvers leading. Trakoff at the line. First free throw is good. Trakoff has a nice shooting touch. He's got 7 points in the game now. 5:14 to play, third quarter. 31-17, Danvers. Trakoff's second one is good. Sam Trakoff with 2 points. I believe I read in Matt Jenkins' column today that he's headed to Gordon College. Congratulations to him. Here's Nestor teeing up a 3 from the left corner for Danvers. No, rebound battle for it. Coming away with it is Gavin of Beverly. Had to battle with Francois of Danvers. Here's Coughlin right back. A runner off the glass on the rim. No. Ball tipped by Beverly out in the corner, and they control it. Back out. Coughlin a 3 from the 2. Yeah, 3 from the left corner. No. Long rebound. Beverly kicking it back off to Coughlin on the left to Trakoff up top. Trakoff going on Nestor. Here he comes. Off balance runner. Blocking foul. Well, it was a force by Trakoff, but a good one. Taking it aggressively to the basket. Not backing down here, so Trakoff finds himself back at the free throw line again here in the third quarter. 31-18 our score. Trakoff's free throw is good. He'll get another. Fouled in the active shooting on the blocking call. Now Nestor back into the game for Danvers. Going out is Kieran Moriarty. Trakoff's second free throw. Basket far end for us, and he's got this one. So he's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 4 points from there. He's got 6 out from field goals. 10 points in the game tonight. Here's a runner by Crittenden of Danvers, no. Long rebound and pass by Beverly down court, out of bounds. Beverly trying to make up too much ground, literally, on that. Here's Nestor back for Danvers. His runner is off the glass and in for the Falcons. Mike Nestor. It's his first bucket of the second half. He's got 8 points in tonight's game. Coughlin for Beverly going in baseline. Flips it underneath for Gavin. He's up and down, traveling. Patrick Gavin wanted to go up. Didn't go up, and then wanted to kick it off back outside at the same time. It'll be a Danvers ball. Length of the court to go here for the Falcons. Beverly traps a bit in backcourt, but they break it. Francois on a runner to the basket. Off balance. Scoop shot. No. Rebound pulled down there by Garrity of Beverly. Off for Trakoff. Left wing pull up. Two. Got it. Long two for Trakoff. 12 points now for Sam Trakoff of Beverly. 33-22. Beverly creeping back a little bit here. Shot missed by Danvers. Rebound Trakoff of Beverly. Up court, Coughlin, pull-up, jump shot, a three out on the wing by Durain, no. Beverly offensive board, Trakoff a three, no, it doesn't go. And the rebound way outside on the floor of Crittenden of Danvers. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Danvers leads 11, 33-22. Danvers basketball. Ball pass stolen, or knocked away, rather, by Beverly out of bounds. Gavin stepping up into a passing lane out on the left wing. Now Gavin goes out, and Hugh Callis comes in for Beverly. Beverly lineup has Trakoff, Callis, Garrity, Durain, and Coughlin. Danvers basketball, 3:10 to play, third quarter. They're working it outside. Crittenden off for Allen, a drive, and he's fouled. Going to the basket. Believe that's on Callis. Two Beverly defenders were right there. It is on Callis. That'll be his first foul. Hugh Callis. Two-shot foul for Danvers. And Allen at the line. First one doesn't go. Clanks off the rim. Allen has 5 points in tonight's game. He had a three in the second quarter, a two-point bucket in the first quarter. Missed the free throw here. I'll have another one. Fouled in the act of shooting. Nestor has 8 points for the Falcons. Second one by Allen is up. That's good. So Devon Allen now with 5 points in the game for Danvers. Beverly basketball. Coughlin in backcourt. Working with Anderson. Full court pressure and a foul. It's on Nestor. So it'll be a Beverly ball on the sidelines. No, on the end line. 3 minutes even to play, third quarter. 34-22, 12-point lead for the Falcons. Beverly basketball in backcourt. Durain with it. Downcourt pass. Nice threading pass on the baseline to Garrity, but his shot is blocked. Wow, what a defensive play there by the Falcons. Now weaving up court, it is Crittenden. Off-balance shot, doesn't go. Rebound tipped around, Beverly ball. And up court comes Anderson. He's flying to the basket, pass errant. Ball picked on the floor, loose by Danvers High School. And they start it back up court. Nestor a three, right corner, no. Offensive board, up, no. Rebound, player traveling. Player was, that was Crittenden. Nice, strong effort getting the rebound. But when he came down, he was off balance and kind of backpedaled. It traveled and then went to the floor. As in very off balanced. 34-22 our score. 12-point lead here for the Falcons. Now they tip and steal in backcourt. Nestor kicks it off for Francois. Francois going baseline. His pass is broken up by Callis out of bounds off the fingertips of the Beverly forward. 12-point Falcon lead. Ball underneath their own basket. Inbounding for Danvers will be Devon Allen on the end line to the right of the lane. Inbounds pass goes deep to Nestor. Beats his man, comes back to the basket and lays it in. Mike Nestor. Nestor now with 10 points, four of them here in the second half. Beverly basketball. Kick it down to Garrity, right baseline, back outside. Pull-up jumper, Trakoff from out on the right wing. A three is good. Sam Trakoff, that's his first three of the night. 36-25 our score. Beverly back to within 11 points here. Falcons attack, kicking it off for Francois. A runner to the foul line, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Durain. Off for, Durain keeps it. Now kicks it back off for Trakoff. The three doesn't go, and the rebound is spun and down, and there's a foul, a reach-in foul. And a timeout has been called here. With a minute 23 to play in the third quarter, with the score, Danvers 36, Beverly 25, an 11-point lead for the Falcons here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Beverly ball on the inbounds after the timeout. Shot missed. Callis the rebound. Outside Coughlin a three. Out on the left wing. No, it's on the rim. Follow up. No. Anderson again. Yes. For Beverly. Oh, man. What's up? Four shots for the Panthers. And they close it down to a 9-point game. That's as close as they've been for a while. Shot missed by the Falcons. Rebound, Falcons on the end line. Ball out of bounds. Player out of bounds, rather. Or was he pushed out of bounds? Pushed out of bounds. I think that's a good call. They're saying Gavin pushed the Danvers player out of bounds. That'll be the third foul on Gavin of Beverly. Not a shooting foul. Checking out of the game for Danvers is... Turner, just a short run in the game. Inbounds to Nestor out top, guarded by Callis. Nestor runs by Callis, sends it out on the corner, though, right side. Ball off to Coughlin. Loose ball, Beverly ball. Beverly coming back. Here's Coughlin pulling up, though. Let's have the defense sets up, guarded by Allen outside. Coughlin working to the basket, far end, right-hand dribble. Flips a pass out on the right side. This is Trakoff. A three, no. Rebound batted around. Who's got it? Beverly's got it on the outside. Now taken away. Loose ball on the floor. Anderson gets it underneath. Lays it in. Anderson right on the spot there. Two buckets here in the third quarter for Anderson. Brings it to a 36-29 game. It's a 7-point Danvers lead. And with 3.9 seconds, we got a foul. And I guess that is... Coughlin with the foul. No, Anderson, excuse me. Anderson with the foul. Danvers ball with 3.9 seconds. Ball at midcourt. They send it into backcourt to Nestor. A long bomb from there at midcourt. No. And the buzzer sounds, ending the quarter. We've gone through three here. And the score at the end of three. Danvers 36, Beverly 29. Don't go away. We've got a game here.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Well, a much better third quarter for Beverly High School, holding Danvers to 9 points in the quarter, while they picked up, 15 points. So Beverly outscoring the Falcons 15-9 in the third quarter. But they really struggled in the second quarter, did Beverly. Closing out the first half, Danvers had the big run. Ball knocked out of bounds. We got a foul on Danvers. Beverly pass was off on the right for Trakoff, and Allen fouled him. It's his second foul. We're here in the third quarter with a score of 36-29, 7-point Danvers lead. Beverly's Anderson inbounds off for Coughlin. Anderson has been a spark plug here for this Beverly team here in tonight's game. Coughlin way outside on the dribble, comes to the right side. Back to Trakoff, top of the circle. He'll drive, pull-up jumper. Trakoff, it's in and out. Oh, my. That one way down and then spun around and came out. Trakoff couldn't get that one to fall. Rebound Danvers, up court Allen. Allen to midcourt. Off for Nestor. Nestor top of the circle. Runner down the paint. Traveling. The basket went in, but the traveling before the basket. Head coaches tonight, John Walsh, Danvers High School, off a state championship last year. Scott Lewis, Beverly High School, 12th season. Sixth season for Walsh here at Danvers High School. Special thanks to our two athletic directors as well, Andy St. Pierre of Danvers and James Coffey of Beverly. Beverly basketball, left base jump shot, no good. Rebound out in the corner. Coughlin gets it, kicks it out for Trakoff. He'll go to the basket, one on two. No, doesn't get it. Rebound tipped around. Falcon basketball. Allen with the rebound for Danvers. 7 minutes to play in the game. Allen up court, pushes it out in the corner. Right corner jump shot by Danvers Roberto, Justin Roberto into the game, and Trakoff gets the long rebound, weaves his way up court, off for Anderson right side. He goes to the basket, draws a foul, fell down, and the foul is on Justin Roberto, his first foul. Into the game for Danvers is Crittenden, out is Roberto, 6:47 to play. In a 7-point game, Danvers leading here by the 7 points, but Beverly outscored him in the third quarter. Here's Trakoff's jumper just inside the foul line is good for Beverly. Sam Trakoff. 36-31 the score. Danvers up on top. Pull up jumper. Francois left side and left of the lane. No. Anderson the rebound for Beverly. A guard up court. Around the back dribble. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Tipped away. What do we got here? I think we got a foul on Danvers. It is. Good hustle, however, by Rashad Francois. That's his third foul. Danvers will commit that. That's a 16th foul. So one more, and Beverly's in the bonus here. 6:20 to play, third quarter. Fourth quarter, rather. 6:18 now to play in the basketball game. Coughlin to Beverly with the ball up top. Off on the right side. Trakoff takes a bump, turns, spins, hits on the right wing. A long two for Trakoff. Trakoff really heating it up here now. Brings Beverly to within 3 points here. 36-33. Scott Lewis's team has battled back. Allen from way outside. Is it a three? Yes. Devon Allen from the right wing nails a three. And a timeout call. Beverly had worked it down to a 3-point game, and then Allen just hit a three, making it a 6-point game here with under 6 minutes to play, just about 6 minutes to play in tonight's fourth quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on MSONewsSports.com, live from Danvers tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program, sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
Well, I know the selection committee will be meeting soon for the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete. And as the nominations closed for December a week or so ago, and that announcement will be forthcoming, I'm sure, early next week at the very latest. Traycock double-teamed in backcourt, has the ball knocked free, now does lose it. Now we've got a foul on Danvers. Coach Walsh upset at the call. Or a timeout. What was it? Maybe it was a timeout called by Beverly, and the official gave it to him. And I'm thinking Walsh is thinking, did they really have possession of the ball when they called timeout? All right, so they call a timeout here. Man. So it's a six-point game here, 36-33. See if we can nab some other scores here tonight. We had Salem boys were leading big. Classical boys were leading Lynn English earlier tonight by a decent margin. Not a definitive margin, of course, by any stretch of the imagination. And the Beverly girls were leading Danvers earlier tonight as well in the game over in Beverly. They started a little before us. We started a little after 7 o'clock tonight as the JV game went a little bit long. JV game won by Danvers tonight, 51-48. Here. It was a big Danvers lead here. Just trying to look here in the third quarter. It was a 27-14 lead, a 13-point lead at the half. Then it got up to, let's see, 34-22-12. Yeah, so it's been about a 13-point lead here for Danvers High School here tonight. Beverly basketball inbounding, trailing six here with 5:38 to play in the game. We're back underway here in Danvers. Beverly on the road here. It is Traykoff with it outside, off for Anderson. Off the bench tonight, really been a spark plug here. A little off balance, drives, lost the ball. Traveling. Well, he's very aggressive, and that time maybe just a little bit too aggressive here for the Beverly guard. It's a turnover. Danvers ball, six-point lead for the Falcons. Here on MSONewsSports.com, home of Trending Now, Friday mornings at 10 with Josh Arnold. Also weekday mornings, check out North Shore Today on the website. Long three, Francois, left side, no. Ball tipped around, knocked up to the sidelines, out of bounds. Out of bounds off Danvers. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Well, Beverly trails six here, 39-33, with 5 minutes, 4 seconds to play in the basketball game. Classical leading English by 10 now. 5:17 left in that game. 57-47 at English High School tonight. Traykoff, a long three from the left wing. He's got it. Sam Traykoff. 39-36. Last two buckets. I think we've traded threes now. Danvers with a three. Now Beverly with a three. Allen outside. Goes cross-court with a pass to the right corner. A drive to the basket. A shot is in. Ties Coakley with the 2 points. Coughlin right back on the attack for Beverly. To the paint. A little out of control. Kicks it back outside for Anderson. He goes in baseline. Goes up. He's got it. Little contact there. No foul called. Anderson with the 2 points. Wow. He's had a great game here tonight for Beverly High School off the bench. 41-38, three-point game, Danvers leading. Allen with it, out top, guarded by Coughlin. Off on the right side. Folks are on their feet right now, some of the students here on both sides here. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Nestor of Danvers trying to work the right block. Shut down, kicks it back out top. Now down low, shot, Allen, no, he's fouled. Down in the paint, Allen, twisting. Danvers leading in the girls game tonight, 36-35 with 38 seconds to play. So the Danvers girls are leading in that game. I think we'll get a final score on that one for you in just a moment here. It's the final now. Danvers beat Beverly 38-33. So congratulations, Coach Ballou and the Danvers girls. Free throw Allen of Danvers in and out. Allen missed the free throw here. Has a three here in the quarter. And the Rams have defeated English by 20 points tonight, 81-61 in boys basketball. Second free throw is good by Allen. So now it's a four-point game, 42-38, 3:45 to play. Layup, Beverly, no. Rebounding foul. This could be against Beverly, or is it? No. This is against Danvers. And that is on Allen. That's his third foul. They've got him for four. Four fouls for Allen. Well, that's huge right now. There's still time here. 3:43 to play, a four-point game. And Anderson of Beverly going to the free throw line. Anderson is guard off the bench here tonight for Coach Lewis. Free throw is no good. Just the 1-1 here for him. Danvers rebound. Up court to Allen, right side. Going on Anderson. Going strong. Laying it up. He's fouled. Wow, what a strong move by Allen to the basket. Pounding it in from the right wing. And that foul is on Anderson. It'll be his third foul. That's his fourth, too. Ryan Anderson with four fouls. And Allen of Danvers, Devon Allen, at the free throw line for the Falcons. He's got two shots here. Danvers girls winning tonight over in Beverly. Free throw is missed. Beverly fan club across the way. Student body in good numbers. Cheering the Panthers on. Cheering that missed free throw. Allen at the line for Danvers for the second one. Four-point Falcon lead. That one's good. And right to my right side are the Danvers student body. A lot of football players there. Five-point Danvers lead. Pull-up jump shot. Coughlin a three. Got it! It's a three! Coughlin of Beverly. Two-point game. 43-41. Beverly with a little three magic here. Two-point game. Danvers basketball. 3:13 to play. Falcon lead. Allen outside. Guarded there by Anderson. Kicks it down to Nestor. Left corner. Going to the basket. Beats a man. Shot. And got it. A runner. Nestor. Timeout called. Danvers timeout after the made basket. We'll step aside. We'll take the timeout here. 45-41. Four-point Falcon lead on MSONewsSports.com.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Again, Classical beating English tonight in boys basketball. Salem had a big lead over Gloucester earlier tonight, and the Danvers girls defeated Beverly tonight. I get that score again for you. 38-35. Danvers girls winning. Earlier tonight. Game will be, if you're just joining us here tonight, the full broadcast will be up on the website later if you do want to go back and listen, plus hopefully some feature interviews, post-game features here on the website later on tonight. But thanks so much for being with us. You can always email us at our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. And do follow us on Twitter, at MSONewsports, MSONewsports. Beverly basketball trailing four. Layup, Anderson is good as they worked it down court, full court. And now it's a two-point game, 45-43. Danvers with the basketball coming up court. Allen with it, going on Anderson. Shut down, goes back outside on the dribble. Nestor way down in the left corner right in front of us here, looking for a pass. Rashad. Scooper, he's got it. Francois with the 2 points. First bucket here of the quarter. Long down court pass to Beverly. Garrity turns down the shot. Off for Gavin. Straight on jumper. No. Good luck. Steal by Anderson. Puts it in. Underneath the basket, Anderson stole the ball away, swept it away from a Danvers player up above his head, and then went in. He was right under the basket and laid it in. And it's a two-point game again, 47-45. Danvers with the ball and the lead. Allen coming to the paint, laying it in, and in. Allen with the 2 points. Oh, man, Allen exploding here in the fourth quarter for Danvers, keeping them in the lead here, 49-45. Four-point game. Coughlin blocking foul on Danvers. And actually, it appeared that Taj Coakley got the worst of that on the block. That's his third foul. And we'll go to the line here. We're in a 1-1 for Coughlin of Beverly. Coughlin has a three here in this quarter. A four-point game, 49-45. Probably not the most beautiful artistic game played here between these two teams. Free throw is good by Coughlin, cutting it to a three-point Falcon lead with a minute 48 to play. Coughlin's next one coming, far basket. Danvers making a sub here. Kieran Moriarty coming into the game, and going out is Taj Coakley. Also in the game for Danvers is Crittenton. Ty Crittenton, Allen, Francois, and Coughlin with his second free throw coming up here. Bends the knees, tosses it in. Good style there by Coughlin. It's a two-point game again. Beverly keeps coming to within two, trying to get a little closer. Danvers basketball. Ball stripped, stolen, tied up. Who's got the arrow here? Danvers does. Good hustle there by Trakoff of Beverly and Coughlin. It'll be a Danvers ball, but now keep this in mind. Beverly will have the arrow on the next possession. Should that play? Danvers inbounds pass to Nestor in backcourt. Guarded tightly way back there by Garrity. Loretti into the game for Beverly High School. Coughlin, Garrity, Gavin, and Coughlin along with Trakoff. Allen to the foul line right. Pull-up jump shot from three outside as he stepped outside the line. No good. Rebound, Gavin. Gavin of Beverly off for Coughlin. Beverly with a chance to tie here, trailing two. Coughlin outside. Coughlin bounce pass, almost knocked away. It was knocked away for a moment by Danvers' Moriarty. Beverly gets it back. 16 left on the shot clock. Coughlin down to Trakoff, right wing. Slides by a defender. Pull-up jump shot. No, hit off the iron. Danvers rebound. With it there is Crittenton, Ty Crittenton. Off ahead for Rashad Francois. Timeout called by Danvers. Tight game here. 49-47 our score here. Trying to look here at the... 29-30. Yeah, so I guess our biggest lead was our halftime lead, a 13-point lead. For Danvers, say jumped out. Yeah, it was. But again, Danvers closed that first half with a 14-2 run and also had a 7-point straight run to close out the first half. Beverly outscored Danvers in the third quarter, 15-9, to close it to a 7-point game. Again, 13 Danvers led at the end of the half. It was 27-14, 13-point lead for Danvers at the end of three quarters as well. Now, let me check that here. 13-point lead at the half. Yeah. All right, it'll be an inbounds here. 49 seconds to go here. Is that right? Yeah, Danvers basketball. Two-point game. Thought we lost some time on the clock here. Danvers basketball. Francois outside. Danvers with the lead. They have the ball. Two-point lead. Man-to-man defense. Little bottle up. Allen out on the right wing. A three in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Loretti of Beverly. Chance to tie or take the lead for Beverly. 24 seconds to play. Coughlin with it. A three wins it for Beverly. Two ties it. Beverly working outside. Trakoff, 15 seconds. Going to the basket. Pull-up jumper. Trakoff. No, it's short. Rebound. Coughlin, a runner. In and out. Danvers gets the rebound. Allen fouled in backcourt with 5.3 seconds to play. Oh, man. Hey, Trakoff had a good look at the shot. Got a good look at the basket. It just didn't fall for him. That would have been a basket to tie. 49-47. Danvers will inbound here. And the inbounds pass goes to Allen. They foul. Now we're in the penalty into the 1-1. Trakoff committing the foul. Well, this is a 1-1, so there's 3.6 seconds to play. Well, hang in there with us, folks. 3.6 seconds to play. Danvers going to the free throw line. Allen to shoot. 2-point Danvers lead. We're in Danvers here tonight, and so they toss Allen the ball for the free throws. Ball's in the air. He's got it. Big free throw for Allen. Now it's a 3-point game. This next one would make it a two-possession game, and now a timeout. They'll try to ice Allen at the free throw line. Can Beverly come down? Have Allen miss the free throw, come down, and set up a three? They got players that can hit threes here, does Beverly. Coughlin with a three tonight. Trakoff with a three. And a timeout here. Beverly calling the timeout here on MSONewsSports.com. By the time I recharge my iPad here, I'm not sure, maybe I won't have these scores here. But we mentioned earlier the classical boys beat English 81-61. Danvers girls defeated Beverly tonight 38-35. Prep is leading their game 68-57 with 2 minutes to play. Hamilton Wenham girls defeated Manchester tonight 60-42. What other scores do we have here? Again, we've got, 3.8 seconds to play here. 50-45. Wow, Gloucester came back, made the Salem-Gloucester game a little closer than some thought. 5-point Salem win, rather, excuse me, over Gloucester tonight. And so here we are. Allen at the line. It's a 3-point Danvers lead. This is a big free throw coming up for Devon Allen of Danvers. This one's in the air. He's got it. So now it's a 4-point game. Beverly, Danvers backs off on defense. It comes to Trakoff. Trakoff pull up three from straight on. No good. And that's our final score. 51-47. Final score here on MSONewsSports.com. I'm going to hang right here just for a moment to see if we get a coach over here. It might happen. But they do have to go through the handshake first here. It may happen, it may not here. Well, we'll step aside here. We'll take a fast break here. It might not happen right away. Hang in there with us here on MSO News Sports. Danvers knocks off Beverly tonight, 51-47, 4-point lead here, a 4-point win for Danvers High School.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low e-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, welcome back here on MSONewsSports.com. Joining us is John Walsh, head basketball coach at Danvers High School. John, some thoughts on this game tonight?
I thought it was a hard-fought game. I think, as always, Beverly's always a difficult team to play against. They're so well coached. They know everything you're going to do. You don't get any free points. Sam Trakoff did an unbelievable job, well-deserved. He's a great kid. He's a great player. I just think the world of Beverly's program, and they just play hard all the time, and it's a testament to their coach.
Yeah, you looked like they battled back. Didn't look like they had a chance to come back, but they really did in the game here tonight.
When you're playing us, you're always in the game. I hate to say that, but it's just the way it is. It's something we have to deal with all year. We pick up, get ourselves in foul trouble sometimes we shouldn't, and we make turnovers we shouldn't, and it's just, it is, we are what we are. It's, and unfortunately, that's what it is.
Well, Coach, they're number five. It's not all about Beverly here, but Anderson came off the bench here tonight, and he was quite a spark plug for them in that.
I mean, if there was a kid, to be honest, like if we were going to lay off, it was going to be him. And, you know, to his credit, he took advantage of it. But if you're looking at their team, that's what you're going to do. But he did. But he stepped up and did a great job. So, I mean, and that's not to take anything away from him whatsoever. It's just they have so many good players that you got to focus on certain kids, and eventually, one of them's going to beat you.
Well, one of your veterans, Devon Allen, stepped it up and had a big fourth quarter and kind of sealed it for you guys.
He did. He played well at the enemy. I think he'd tell you it was one of the toughest games he's played in just because, he's such a competitor. He's such a great kid. He struggled a little bit offensively, but, he definitely showed he's a leader, and he stepped up at the end. And that was the leadership we're talking about. Maybe we're turning the corner with Devon, and he started to show some leadership. So, I'm happy for him.
Coach, thank you. Good luck. Congratulations. And thanks for joining us after the game. All right. That's Coach John Walsh from Danvers High School with us here, which means we really haven't had time to do our point totals here tonight. But here's what we'll do. One last break, then we're back with our point totals right after this. Hang in there with us, won't you?
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
All right, just taking a look at our point totals. Two players for Danvers with 12 points, Mike Nestor and Devon Allen. Allen with five of his 12 points from the free throw lines. He also had a three in tonight's game. And Rashad Francois also in double digits with 10. Two players with 6, Trey Crittenden and Kieran Moriarty, and Tosh Coakley with a bucket for Danvers High School. Beverly, Ryan Anderson with 10 points. That's who we were just talking about with Coach Walsh from Danvers. Kyle Coughlin with 5 points. Sam Trakoff, let me just hear, 6, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 points for Trakoff. Durain with 2 points, and Gavin with 6 points. Garrity with 2 points, both from the free throw line. Final score here tonight was 51-47. Danvers improves to 5-2. Beverly falls to 4-3. So thanks so much for being with us. This is a presentation of MSONewsSports.com. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Bill Newell. Good night, everybody.